This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does this really have to be said out loud?
I don't think so, but I guess.
I needed to hear it, I think. I flush a lot of stuff.
Oh my God, okay. We have been asked to do a public service announcement from our friends at Denver. I don't know who's Denver Sewage. I don't know. I kind of get a little part of this, because if you're ever, your parents are like, you have two pieces of candy tonight, and then you like eat like three more, and you're like, what am I going to do? They're going to see these in the trash. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to do with the wrappers. And if you put them in your pocket, they're going to wash them and see them in there. So you're boned. Like, there's nowhere else to, like, you got to get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
So you take the candy wrappers and you throw them in the, because here's was my thinking as a child. I'm going to drop the kids off at the pool, and that's significantly larger than a wad of candy wrappers.
Sure.
So if that can go, mm-hmm, why can't the candy wrappers?
Or how is a candy wrapper that much different from a toilet paper that goes in?
Because the toilet paper begins to immediately disintegrate the second it gets wet.
Okay.
And the candy wrapper,
other than that, so what's the difference?
So what the PSA is this: don't flush candy wrappers. Just don't.
Even as a kid, that never even came into my mind.
It didn't?
No.
You never thought of hiding the evidence?
I mean, no, I did, but I would I would stuff it in the couch cushions.
that's not hiding it. That's
did
just
you
delaying.
Teach my children this?
No.
What'd you do with your boogers? Did you put those there too?
No. That's gross.
Them?
No.
You ate your boogers.
No.
Everyone ate boogers at some point.
No, absolutely not.
No, I genuinely didn't. No.
No.
No. No, I flushed them.
So you flick them, you got to get them off your finger first?
I just flush
boogers
everything.
On the
you
way
can't
to
just
work.
Flush
today.
It and close it and run away.
That's gross.
No, it's not. It's okay. If you go like, do that, some of that went down your throat and you just swallowed it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
First off, that I'm not picking
it's
and
exactly
eating.
It's exactly the same
that's
thing.
That's different.
Those boogers.
They also get stuck on my nose ring, and that's the difficult part that I'm still learning to cope with.
So you take your nose ring out, and there's a goblin on it?
No, it just gets stuck on the inside. I have to.
All right, so back to the PSA. Don't flush wrappers.
Mm.
Don't flush wrappers.
Yeah.
Now, the real reason I wanted to do this, one, for our sanitation workers,
yep,
they don't want to have to come. You don't want to have to have the people out to route out or root out or whatever your drains,
mm-hmm,
your main sewer line.
And how embarrassing when they just pull out a bunch of candy wrappers.
Yeah,
and you don't
Reese's.
Have any kids.
Right.
Like, you're supposed to eat them first. What are you? No, I'm just,
it's my way. But Tiak then, and he's already kind of said it on the air. He's
yeah,
like, man, I flush everything. And I just need to get to the bottom of what? What are you flushing?
Like, the thing that comes to mind the most is I remember having the ceremonial flush back in junior high after
that
we'd...
That sounds so weird.
After we'd have
a
like...
A ceremonial flush.
Mm-hmm, yeah, after we had a big test in a particular class. Because
do you want to say the class?
Here's the weird thing.
Yeah.
I just admitted to eating boogers. You're over here like a ceremonial flush, and then you're leaving like the most inane, stupid
thing. I know.
It's like, I don't want to say the class, but at this school with these guys.
In a different state.
Right. Yeah, it's like, right, just say what class.
Well, it was science of some sort. So I don't know what it was.
But it was Miss
Kuldrigan.
You don't know what the class was.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you're that dumb.
It was in that room, whatever that is, or was it that one?
You literally learned so little in that class that you don't even know what class you were taking.
I learned a lot. I learned about life. The teacher, Miss Cool Jurgen, at the time, she would have the answer key before the test, and
I just want to point out, he wasn't going to say the name of the class, but he's given her full maiden name. Okay.
Yeah. She would have the answer key, and she would rip it. She would rip it down the middle once, and down the middle again. So it'd be in four squares, okay. And she would throw it away.
In the classroom,
and then she would leave the class or whatever. And then we would go, well, those are the answers right there. So somebody would just pick the four pieces up off the top of the trash,
tape them together.
You'd have all the answers, and then you'd distribute that amongst your brethren.
Then what did you flush?
Well, you'd have to make a tiny cheat sheet with all the answers on it. So you'd have this little tiny in size like 4 font in the Am I supposed to be saying any of this? I feel like what's the statute here?
So then can
they take my diploma back?
No, they can. If this was Iowa, they'd probably So then you would bring the cheat sheet into the test,
yeah. And then so you do the test, you have to figure out which ones you're going to miss cuz you can't get 100. I'm not getting 100, all right?
But did you each say, I'm going to miss, like, I'm going to miss number 12? And then your buddy would be like, I'll miss number 14.
I don't think we weren't that advanced with each other. But we would
all. You can't all get the same, because then it looks like you cheated off of each other.
Mm-hmm. So we just kept it. It was like, it's random. I think some guys just did 100, too. They were like, okay. I really need it. I really need the grade.
Aaron, can I just ask you?
Yeah.
You didn't cheat.
Oh, no, I did. I remember.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want everyone to know I had a 4.2 grade point average,
and I've never
cheated on a test in
Good
my
job.
Life. Don't patronize me.
No,
How
I'm not.
How am I around a bunch
I'm
of cheating
that's
losers?
So impressive. No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying is I had to cheat to get bare minimum.
how do? What?
Okay. Yeah, it's junior high. It doesn't count.
Oh.
Not on your permanent record. Right?
Junior high.
We're going to check into Aaron's resume, I think.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.